this world is so, I think I used to call it 5 degrees of separation or 1 degree. It's kind of, it's just shrinking the separation with folks. You know what I mean? I think it's, like you said, the smartphones or LinkedIn or whatever's causing that gap to shrink, you know, is happening whether we like it or not. We've talked about attention and being succinct and using the power of brevity. These are all things that we really adopt and actually cherish. So that's fantastic. But it just seems like, yeah, folks, it's very easy to do that research and to find that, that interconnectivity. You know what I mean? That we all have with each other, because this world is shrinking by the second.
Yeah, because you could have, there could be competing organizations, and let's be honest, nonprofits compete for dollars. 100%. So there could be competing, or, you know, organizations. So if it's a tie on all ends, it's going to go back to how did you make that person feel and what was the connection? So if I'm able to say that, you know, I realize that based on the research that I've done, I see, and I kind of spell out the connection. I saw on LinkedIn that you volunteer and you're a board member for the local, you know, whichever local nonprofit. If the others aren't talking about that, and there's a good chance they're not, then that sets you apart, especially if, again, if there's a tie on both ends.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. It's a cool approach. We Lori, we talk about all great stuff. Thank you. We talk a lot about mindsets.
Yeah.
A lot. And I know that's something that's in your dossier.
Yeah.
And what you coach people about. And we're like, I say that we're encouragement brokers. We're the ones that give you the, I want to give you the nudge.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone, create that relationship, make the ask. Don't be afraid. Some people are scared, you know, whatless about doing these things. Give us a couple, give us some feedback that folks can take with them that, you know, about like mindset and getting yourself prepared and things of that nature. Just, you know, some aha stuff maybe that we haven't heard, or just stuff that you, you coach people with.
So the whole foundation of what I do in my training, I call it MIMIMO. And it stands for the mental, the message, and the motion. And in order for you to be successful, all of that needs to be aligned. But let's be honest, there are days when maybe you've got the mindset going, but you just physically you're drained. Or maybe there are times where, you know, physically it's tough, but your mind is just so overactive. So it's keeping those things aligned in order to be successful. You know, not only staying in a positive mindset, but are you doing the right things to create the right messaging, both verbally, non-verbally, proposals, what have you? And are you taking the right types of actions, right? So, you know, from MIMIMO, you know, the mental, the message, and the motion, right? You take that next step, and that takes you into things like self-fulfilling prophecy, which I'm a big believer in. What you think about from the little things, like how I think that meeting is going to go, and how you, what you project onto what's going to happen in the future, there's a good chance, no matter if it's positive or negative, it's going to happen in the way you're thinking about. Athletes talk about this, you know, lots of gurus talk about this, but I've seen it happen with my clients. So, you know, keeping a good mindset and a clear mindset is so important, and really having intention. And the last thing I want to say about this too is you want to make sure you're going into your fundraising activity so it's just not a checklist. Sometimes we feel really accomplished after we have a list of things we want to do and we can check them off. But did you really do those things with intention? I would rather my clients work just on 3 pieces of prospects than a list of 50. You know what I mean? So those are some of kind of the key points that I really kind of encourage with my clients.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, being intentional, being deliberate with those things. We love it. Yeah. We love it. We talk, Jason does a lot of coaching, has done a lot of coaching, more than I have, as a matter of fact, over the years. And we like famous conversations with folks that have been successful where he'll be like, well, how many calls do you think you can make? And they'll go 10 a day. And he'll go, all right, could you do 3? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can you do 3 and make it like your lifeblood? You know.
To your point, I was talking to a board the other day, and I you know, and encouraging me because they need to raise some money. And I said, how many of y'all just love to pick up the phone and ask people for money?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And there was a politician in the room, and I said, you know, you can't, I said, you can't raise your hand. There was another guy I know. He's a money guy, you know, in the investment world. I said, you can't do it. And they laughed at me and everything. But nobody wants to.
Yeah.
And I said, that's across the board.
Nobody.
There is no this natural. Oh yeah, he's just a natural. She's a natural. That is not true.
Even those people struggle with it.
They
do. Now.
And yeah. You have to. You know, you've got to pick. It takes a mindset to get through that first one. And I said, you know, sometimes you got to get up and go walk around the block, and do it while you're walking or something. But make those calls. And I think that's the part is to let them know, because they start getting their mindset with, well. You know, Lori, she raises a lot of money and she does this all the time. And she's just a natural at it. She's just natural. And, you know, is that true?
It's a process. Are you a natural? There's a process. Yeah.
I think, Trevor, I think you have the point. So, yeah. I was having some fun with you before we started. I am not an athlete, but, I actually write in the prologue of my book that I did intern, in college with a professional sports team, which actually 27 years later encourages me to write this book. So the reason I mentioned that is I think that the more you work on it, it's like a muscle. You're building your muscle. And I even call it corporate depth perception. The more that you're reaching out to corporations and you're having discussions with them, you're learning more about how they work, because it can be very different than working with a major donor or plan giving, what have you. And just having that empathy for them, it really builds that corporate depth perception, your IQ, as to how do you work with them. You have these conversations, you get more comfortable at it. You're building that muscle to be a strong fundraiser. So I think it's practice. Do I still get the jitters going into like a Fortune 500 pitch that's a seven-figure ask? Of course I do. You know, ask Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep gets stage fright. She talks about
it. I think nerves are good. I always just say it means you care.
Trevor, that's exactly right. If you don't have those little jitters beforehand, then you're not in the right business.
You're not afraid of losing. It's just, I've always felt that way. It's like, and it doesn't mean you're not prepared.
Right.
But there's seldom times where you're like, okay, I'm going to win. I know it. There's a big difference. I got to roll the dice here. There's a big difference between point A and point B. Hey, I'm fascinated with the mindset stuff. I could talk to you. We could talk to you for an hour and a half about it. I'm just curious though, when there's a block, writer's block, pitch block, whatever, what they call it, shift change, mental.
Yeah.
Right? And Jason said, take a walk around the block. Give me a few things that you advise, because I know this probably comes up. Wait, it's like someone's like, I'm shrouded in self-doubt. I have negative self-talk constantly. Yada, yada, yada. What do you give? I mean, I don't care if it's a buzz term. Do you tell them deep breathing? Do you tell them meditation? Jump in the cold water? Go for a run? But what are some of the tools that you might give some folks that you coach, Lori, that folks can take away?
The first thing I start is, I'm a big fan of journaling. I think a journaling practice is great. And I'll even have clients say, well, I don't even know what to write. So what I tell them is this is nothing new. You've heard this from other people. Use a gratitude prompt. Start with things that you're thankful for. Even if it's for you woke up today, be thankful for that. You know, you had a day where, you know, you had a good meeting with your boss. Be thankful for that. And then again, you know, your mind starts to feel more comfortable with this process. And then you get more comfortable kind of self-revealing in your journaling. There's something about pen to paper. And I know people that journal through laptop, what have you, but I'm a big fan of kind of pen to paper. There's something about the physical act of writing it down. It releases. And you could really learn about yourself. Through journaling, right? So I start with that.
I love that.
Deep breathing is and you know, any type of kind of practice where you just kind of walk away from it for a while. Is really important.
Give your mind a break. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard something fascinating. I'm an avid journaler.
Good.
And it's worked out tremendously for me. I heard someone say a psychologist recently, a clinical psychiatrist say journaling is a fantastic thing that he recommends to all of his clients. And he said something very eloquent. He said it's a reflection of your subconscious.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're writing about, or I love your gratitude prompt. I've used that myself.
Yeah.
I started getting real heavy into affirmations.
Oh, those are great.
I started writing things about myself that I was afraid to tell people.
Love that. That's great.
you know, and that's been tremendous for me, actually. And it also, like you said, I think you get to know yourself a little bit better, right? And it's okay if it's not, you know, the most pleasant.
right.
But it's cathartic regardless. And it can only lead to more because, you know, and another thing, I think this is really important with talking about goals, talking about those pitches, writing them down. Yeah. There's accountability there. I'm a huge believer in the accountability that comes from those things. So yeah, really cool. I think it's huge. I think everyone could benefit from that.
You know, and all that mindset, getting the right mindset, I think, you know, doing these exercises to get yourself in the right place to do it are really important.
For sure.
But I'm going to circle back to what you said. You've got to have a plan of what you're going to say, you know, having that message, knowing what the impact is, being able to communicate that in an abbreviated, succinct manner and believing in what you're doing. You know, if you don't believe in what you're doing, it's really hard to get motivated to go up and do it. But when you do, and you've gone through that exercise to say, you know, you talked about it. I'm going to, hey, Lori, I'm going to follow up with an email, whatever that process is that you're doing to reach out to get next to them, that you know what that process is. You feel have confidence in the process because you know that it's going to, you know, it's going to work. I mean, you do. Yes. If you pick up the phone, you know, I tell people all the time, if you pick up the phone, make 3 phone calls a day, if you're in a big fundraising, just 3 by noon, do it by noon. Mm-hmm. 'Cause that way, if something happens, you've got the rest of the day to finish it. 3 a day. We know you're going to have success.
Yep.
It's just inevitable. You're going to have success. And so I guess that's one of the things I wanted to say. Just so take us through that. Maybe give us an example. You know, it doesn't have to be somebody specific, but you can use a composite if you want to. But just of maybe somebody that you took that, you know, like you said, startup, small, nonprofit, and went and helped them knock one of these deals out of the park.
Yeah, so I worked with an executive director who works with a leadership nonprofit.
Okay.
And she had a very large board that was giving her a lot of direction, as we can all appreciate, right? Oh, yeah. And then she had other stakeholders giving her direction. And then she also had, you know, her own employees trying to influence her. And by the end of the day, she just would feel down and just unempowered, right? So the first thing we worked on, and this is something I talk about in the book, is what are your periwinkle zombies? And to me, a periwinkle zombie is something that at first looks like it's helping you, but at the end of the day, it's actually deterring you from being the best fundraiser you could be. So some examples of that could be, like in her case, what she thought initially was a well-meaning employee that would say, you know, you don't need to go out and do any fundraising. You're the executive director. Let us handle that, right? Let us do that. That's a great periwinkle zombie. There's a reason that person didn't want her out, right?
Yeah. Right? Totally.
You know, there's that. And then there's anxieties, your own personal anxieties, those periwinkle zombies. Well, you know, it's trying to help you. Well, you've got people to do that. You know, you really come with from a more operational background. You've not really done fundraising. So all this self-doubt. So the first thing we worked on before anything else was that mentality. So we started a journaling practice. You know, I gave her some suggestions of some reading material that, you know, was really huge for me. And just kind of working on her self-confidence. And what's amazing is she was kind of that real silent servant leader. And people sometimes took advantage of that, though. So when we got to the point where she started to see that, where she was able to look outside of herself and say, wait a minute, I'm letting way too many influences deter me from making this organization a success. Once we turned that on, then I was able to work on tactics with her. Okay, this is how you want to research. Here are our goals for who you want to contact in terms of corporations. So you see the difference. We start with that mental piece before we get into anything about tactics, prospects, who you're pitching, because I'm not going to be successful with a client unless I get to that mindset first. So
sometimes you got to tear things down.
You do. I'm proud to say that, you know, she went and she got a very significant six-figure ask from a Fortune 500. And I was just so proud.
That's a win. Proud of herself. I hope she's
proud of herself.
She is.
And she's doing great. She's doing really well.
You have some success and hit the first home run.
That's it.
We call that the juice.
That is a juice.
I think this has been a really good time. You know, I'm going to just say, Lori, I would love to invite you to come and be part of our webinar.
I'd love to.
You know, and do a full hour with us. You know, this is so good. I really
we do a weekly webinar with nonprofits. Yeah. And,
great.
Oh, you're speaking the language, Lori.
Yeah. Oh, good.
And I think they could do so. This would be really, really good. Come on there. We'll give away some books, and I think that'd be really great.
Tell us where we can find the book first and foremost, or where folks can, if you don't mind.
Yes, you can find the Boardroom Playbook, A Not-So-Ordinary Guide to Finding Funding for Your Purpose-Driven Organization on Amazon.
Okay, awesome. Cool. And then where can we find you? Social handles. Give us some ideas where we can find you easily.
Yeah, so on LinkedIn, you can just search my name, Lori Zoskraska. I'm also on Facebook, Growth Owl LLC. And you can also find me on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, Growth Owl LLC, and you'll see all my little training videos.
All right. I hope you don't mind. Can you shoot the email out too? Can folks reach out to you via
email? Oh, absolutely. It's LORI at thegrowthowl.com.
Perfect. Awesome. All right. Awesome, Lori. Cool.
Lori, thank you so much. Really good.
This has been fun.
You know,
I'm glad we met, Lori. Thanks so much. Really, really cool.
Really appreciate you coming on and spending time with us. You know, if you guys are out there looking to go need that help, Lori has got it down. So get the book and
thank you.
Reach out.
Don't be afraid to go big is what I say. Yeah. Don't be afraid to go big.
Absolutely.
Right? What do you got to lose?